This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate three Paramrudra supercomputing systems and a high-performance computing system for weather and climate via video conferencing this evening. The three Paramrudra supercomputers, worth around 130 crore rupees, have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices. Criticizing Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that the party is gripped with factionalism, infighting and settling scores with each other. He claimed that such a party can never win the trust of the people of Haryana. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a poll rally at Asand in Karnal district. He hit out at the NDA government over the unemployment issue. President Draupadi Murmu today praised the bravery and dedication of soldiers who are protecting the nation under the harshest climatic conditions. Speaking at the Siachen base camp in Ladakh, the president also expressed deep gratitude to the families of the soldiers serving in such extreme environments. She also interacted with soldiers and officers posted at the Siachen glacier. President Murmu also paid tribute to the martyrs during a poignant wreath-laying ceremony. President Draupadi Murmu is the third president of the country to visit Siachen Glacier after former President APJ Abdul Kalam and former President Ramnath Kovind. Siachen, located in the Karakoram Range, is the world's highest military-occupied region and has been protected by the Indian Army since April 1984. A two-day session of the Delhi Assembly began today. On the first day of the session, Delhi Assembly Speaker Ram Nivas Goel disqualified two Aam Aadmi Party MLAs, Kartar Singh Tawar and Raj Kumar Anand, under the anti-defection law. The Speaker also accepted the resignations of Rajendra Pal Gautam and Bharatiya Janata Party's Ramveer Singh Vidhuri, who have been elected as Members of Parliament. The House discussed the job issue of the marshals deployed in buses operated under the Delhi government. Ruling party MLAs demanded the restoration of bus marshal jobs in public buses. Earlier, the Speaker marshalled out opposition leader Vijender Gupta and other BJP MLAs following their demand for a discussion on CAG reports and other issues. In Lebanon, more than 600 people were killed in recent Israeli airstrikes, while Lebanon's armed group Hezbollah retaliated with rocket attacks on Israel. The United States, France and some of their allies have called for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the Israel-Lebanon border following an escalation in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that the Israel Defense Forces have been directed to continue fighting with full force. Earlier, the Indian Embassy in Beirut advised against traveling to Lebanon until further notice and urged internationals to leave due to the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. French President Emmanuel Macron has voiced strong support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of a reformed United Nations Security Council. Mr. Macron said this while addressing the general debate at the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York this morning. The French president emphasized that India, Germany, Japan and Brazil should be permanent members, as well as two countries that Africa would designate to represent it. In the Macau Open Badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth defeated his compatriot Ayush Shetty 21-13-21-18 in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal match today. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly defeated the Taiwanese duo of Lee Chi Chun and Teng Chun Sun in a round of 16 match today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.